music. I am one of those millions. And I guess the first thing I would like to ask you, Michael, is how you developed and conceived of the project for Apuramac 3. How did you come up with this music?
Art, we all the time, Christian Schulze, my partner in Cusco, and I, we all the time try to first give ourselves a story, a theme, then we go into the stories around, and then out of that we create music. Means regarding Apurimax 3, we read a lot the North American Indians. I visited all those places from Sedona to Taos to Arizona and try to understand that the American Indians are not only plain Indians, that there are many, many tribes with a huge diversity of culture. And all this in mind and reading and listening to stories, then it creates at the end those melodies like on Apurimac 3.
And you forgot just one place. You also came to Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Actually, Pahrump is a Native American name as well, which means yes. Big water, and we hosted you out here, and you were nice enough to name one of your songs Pahrump, Big Water.
That was a great evening.
On the new CD. I'm so sorry you didn't get to see me this last time. I came down with a terrible cold, which I still have, after coming back from Europe. And everybody should know that you just arrived in Europe, back in Europe. Yes. When did you get back there?
2 days ago, I arrived in High Bavaria. And at the moment, it's very early in the morning.
Very early. What time is it there?
About 7:15 in the morning.
7:15 in the morning. So the sun is up, and is it going to be a nice day?
Not yet. No.
The sun is not up yet.
We're going slowly. We are dripping into winter time. So early evening and late morning.
I see. Well, do you go into some sort of, you come and you visit the American Southwest and you try to learn as much as you can about the Native American, then what is the process you go through to actually create the music, to create the music? How do you do that? Do you do some kind of concentration or what?
It depends. It's a different ways that you start to create music. For instance, I have a theme in mind, an idea. I want to write, for instance, about a song. It was a must for me to have it about the buffaloes. Only I never seen buffaloes before, so I was reading and looking at pictures. But at the end, the idea, the melody idea, came to me when I, in January, was in Denver at the very big Stockhorse show over there, and a friend of mine, Chuck Sylvester, gave me the possibility to hang around, let's say that way, to hang around with the buffaloes for 2 hours, to look at them, to admire them, and that was the idea.
And then do you create the music at that time, or do you then go home and sit down and think about everything you saw? And does the music, as you see, I don't understand the creative process that really makes the music, Michael. Do you just sit there and wait for a tune to come in your mind? Do you sit at a synthesizer or a piano and start playing with notes, or how do you do that?
No, the ideas directly I had when I was looking to the buffaloes. Then I have it in my mind, and then I hum it to myself a couple of times, and I never will forget it. And then, of course, at home, I work out the harmonies and thinking a little bit of arrangements, how it should start, how the dynamic and the tension of the production and the song should go. But the general idea was there, looking, admiring the buffaloes.
That's an amazing thing to me. I perhaps have my own little bit of creativity, but it's very different, and I have a very hard time understanding how such great works can just sort of pop out of your mind. That's an amazing thing to me, Michael. It's an amazing talent. How long have you been doing this?
I work in music since 32 years. So I developed something like a creative technique over the years. For instance, another way, very often I go out in the country with my horse, and before I prepare myself to think, to create, to compose a title, and then in the saddle while riding, it comes to my mind. Like, for instance, the Ghost Dance more or less is composed on the saddle of Kachara, of my horse.
Ghost Dance is a very, very, very special tune. I have played this for several friends of mine who are Native Americans, and they begged me, when I had the only copy of it, they begged me to give them a copy of it, and I would not turn it loose because I had promised not to do that. All right, Michael, there is much more, of course, to your third CD in this series than Ghost Dance. So what about the rest of it? What did you do? How did that come to you? And how did you get Pahrump? I want to know about Pahrump.
Pahrump was by thinking of the great evening that we had together, you, Ramona, my agent, the lady Sharon from High Octave. It was really a super evening with a lot of talking, a lot of giggling also. And so I tried to put this atmosphere into the song. But for instance, we also write together, Christian Schulze and me, like for The Hunt, if you remember that title. We were sitting a whole afternoon together, and nothing, something came out, but nothing that was exciting us. And while going out of the room, the musician's room, I started to hum this. So Christian said, wait a minute, what is this? Oh, yeah. So he went back to the piano. So we started with this phrase, and in about 10 minutes, the hunt was done.
All right. I have said of your music, and I really believe it, that it is a complete revolution. It's a complete change. In the same way the Beatles changed music, you have changed music, and I am in awe of this. And it's not just this latest CD, but all three of the Cusco, the now trilogy. It's just a revolution. And so I would ask how you even envisioned this complete change in music, how you came to this?
I worked a long time in music the normal ways, and I kind of was ready to go in a new direction, to have a music that is very personal and that is not new, not in the way to create some crazy, unheard stuff, no, new in the way of giving a lot of heart, a lot of tension, put it into the music, and which today some composers maybe forget, looking for a melody. I'm all the time looking, searching for a melody. This is very important for me in the next step, to get the right groove down under the melody. And either it is a matter of experience or of instinct, but this is, I think, the special quality of Cusco.
All of your music has a melody, for which I am very, very thankful. A lot of new music, Michael, both in Europe and in America, seems to have no melody at all, and it may be that I'm just showing my age, I don't know, but it's very hard to listen to. Some of the new music for me is very hard to listen to without a melody. Would you like to comment on what you hear in today's new music?
Yeah, there is definitely in large areas of modern music, there's definitely a lack of melodies. Only to think back of the 60s and 70s, when there was the rock, pop music was full of unbelievable, exciting melodies. I don't want to put any kind of different music down. There is a need for this kind and that kind. And yeah, if you more into only grooves or rap stuff or techno stuff, why not? Only I do my the music. I try to write the music that is the closest to me that I would love to hear myself. And only I can hope that after delivering an album, there is an echo in the audience.
Well, when I listen to some of today's music, I don't hear something that you can tap your foot to, or that you can sing, or that puts a certain rhythm in your brain, but instead it seems to express anger or some a great negative emotion, and that is not the way music used to be at all. So there has been a big change in music.
Yes, and you come now to an issue that is very important for me, and that is one of the I think fundamentals of Cusco. We want to create a warm music, a music that builds you up, that gives energy to you. Want to tell our stories, our historical stories, or express our love to nature. And there is a different attitude, for instance, when you are full of anger and full of aggression and try to express this with rhythms and with singing or with destroyed melodies. There's a place, I think, for every kind of music. Only Cusco is more the music that builds up, that caresses your heart and your soul.
Again, back to creativity, because I've always been very interested in that, Michael. Some days when I come to do my radio program, most days, it's very easy for me. It just comes, you know, naturally it comes, and it's like playing, it is not like work. Some days, a few days, when I come in, it's almost impossible, and everything I do is very, very hard work, and I have to push myself to do it. Is it like that with writing music? Some days it just comes very easily. It's kind of like the hand of God has reached down and given you an okay, and everything you do is gold, and other days nothing will come?
Art, it's exactly, now you're describing the creative process. It's exactly the same way. Yes. Sometimes it just flies into your mind, and sometimes you have weeks and months even that you suffer and that you have the feeling you never will write a good tune again. And in that time, during those frustration times, you build up ideas, I think, that later on, like a volcano, you can spit out. So it's never a safe thing to be creative. You have your high times and your down times, and it's important that at your high times you try to work as much as possible, because you know the wave will be gone someday, and then you have to walk through the desert. And that's all the time when I'm finished with an album. Then I feel a little bit empty, and it needs a couple of months that I fill up my inner generator, something like this, that I'm ready to, really hungry to write again.
Yes. Did you know the moment that you wrote Ghost Dance that was as big a song as it was going to be?
Pretty much so. I had this idea from with the changing grooves, first as coming from the plain Indian groove, and then going into this into the other rhythm direction. And I visioned, yes, this should be fantastic. This should be great.
Again, back to creativity. There are some artists, Michael, who say they write their best music when they are at their lowest moments, or when they are at their most emotional moments, and when everything is fine and going well, they have a very hard time writing music. What do you say about that?
It has to be that way with me also, years before. With Cusco, I cannot say so. It is more coming up with the vision, coming up with the story, what will be the theme of the next Cusco album. And in the working about the themes, in the reading and seeing places and the talks and listening also to music of the specific crowd that we want to describe, by that it is pretty normally, pretty steadily, the ideas flow towards the record.
All right. Michael, hold tight if you would, please, and we'll be back to you after the bottom of the hour. We're talking with Michael Holm, Cusco's Michael Holm. What you're hearing right now from a Burumak 3 is a little song called Pahrump, Big Water. And from Pahrump, I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from October 23rd, 1997.